All right, we've got four categories.
That's it.
There's no other context. That isn't like the beginning of an inside joke. That's
the
story.
First one.
That's the story.
Is a Texas family dines at North Carolina Waffle House. Well, then I got yelled at for like, it was like penis going in his mouth and he didn't push it up with his mouth. I'm like, I got yelled at.
States' rights. Notice we got yelled at last week with the FDR's wives. And the
Number FDR. Two, treasure hunters alleged the FBI
robbed
the Civil War era gold. All right, we've got now.
Four
this one sounds a little crazier, but this one comes from the. So if you've ever
the first one
to,
is
a Texas family
about the Civil
dines
War.
At North Carolina Waffle
gold circle
House
of when the Confederacy tried to gather the military to invade
States
Mexico
rights
to keep the Confederacy alive. Yeah. They buried gold.
Number two.
Well, if it was
treasure hunters alleged the FBI made off with Civil War era
that's
gold
based,
and
that
covered it
literally
up
is their argument.
Now this one sounds a little crazier. This one comes from if you've ever
actually not
listened to
off,
any conspiracy theories about the Civil War. It comes from the gold circle of when the Confederacy tried to gather
the
military to invade Mexico to keep the Confederacy.
That's what they're called
live. They buried
the
gold
keepers
on their
trail.
So, yeah.
Well, if it was on my plantation, it's my property.
A distillery is fighting invasive
that's base,
crabs.
That literally is their argument.
Whether it's gold or black or whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like
the animal.
That's actually not
like,
that far off.
Their East Coast distillery that keeps getting these crabs like fucking up their shit. So they took crabs
the original.
Distilled
them.
Yeah,
that's their
that's the by the whore.
Their group is Finders Keepers.
And that's what I was thinking.
That's what they're called.
I was like, oh man,
the Finders Keepers.
People are having
so,
issues with crabs, so they're just putting it on their genitals. And
a distillery is fighting invasive
crabs
by turning them into whiskey.
They're little, like the little crabs that are
like,
coming
like,
fucking up
like
their
the
shit.
Yeah, the animal. So like,
out of them.
They're
so
East
it's
Coast
really
distillery
humiliating. It must be humiliating
crabs,
for a crab,
like fucking up their
I'm
shit.
I'm coming to fuck your shit.
So they took crabs.
I've made you into a commodity.
You know what I was thinking? As opposed to this distillery by the whore.
Well, no, and that's what I was thinking.
You're not
I was
marinated
like, oh,
in rum.
Man,
you
are
the
having
rum
issues with crabs, so they're just putting it on their genitals. I mean, and it's improving. It's scaring the crabs away.
No. No. No, yeah. They're little, like, the little crabs
to,
that are like, coming fucking up their shit
spare to others,
and they're making whiskey out of them. So it's really humiliating. It must be humiliating for a crab, like, I'm coming to fuck your shit up.
I've
made you into a commodity.
I got one more.
One more.
I wouldn't mind being married.
A Brooklyn pastor says he and his wife were robbed of more than $1 million in jewelry
while preaching.
I mean, I'm a channel. I'm a gateway.
Boy, they must be relentless, right, Ben?
Yeah. You're bringing happiness to some people and despair to others.
What more noble way to die.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear which story
the
we're
ashes.
Do we need to spin the spokes because we're talking in detail about every
spin the spokes?
Hold on,
Dave.
Spin
the spokes.
I got one
see
more.
See what kind of donation, donation bowl today.
A Brooklyn pastor says he and his wife were robbed of more than $1 million in jewelry while preaching.
Boy, they must be relentless, right, Ben?
Oh, it's the pastors that were robbed. All right. $1 million.
Actually robbed. I can't wait to hear which story we're gonna.
While they were preaching, So a flashy Brooklyn pastor known for wearing designer outfits
Dave,
and extravagant
spokes
jewelry says he was
for
robbed along with his wife for
today
more than $1 million while he was preaching at church on a Sunday. So police say they received a report that three people entered the Leaders of Tomorrow Church on a Sunday with firearms and removed the jewelry from
Pastor.
Oh,
it's the pastors that were robbed.
Goes by Bishop. Part of the report is
$1 million
was captured on video
robbed
from inside the church. A portion
while
of
they
while
were preaching
was obtained by CNN.
So a flashy Brooklyn pastor known for wearing designer outfits and extravagant jewelry
says he was robbed along
sermon
with his wife for more than
so
$1 million
he
while
said
he was preaching at
this
church on a Sunday.
All so right, police say they received right, a report right. that three people entered the leader's
I'm not. That is a quote.
On a Sunday,
that is a quote. That's not him.
The
like,
jewelry from
that's
Pastor
not me doing
Lamar
Matthew McConaughey. That's
Whitehead,
a quote from
goes
him.
By Bishop.
That's him giving
part
this
of the
up
reported
up.
Incident. Yeah. Was
all right, all right, all right.
Tells me that
portion
that
of the live stream was obtained by CNN before it was removed and shows at least one perpetrator holding a gun on the Pastor interrupting his sermon.
But
so, do you know what he said in response to this?
On them
no.
What
do you got?
All right, all right, no, all right.
I
don't
say they deserve to get robbed. I think they
I'm not.
To get
that is a quote.
They fucking.
That is a quote. That's not him like
true.
Steal from people.
That's not
so,
me
yeah,
doing
it's,
Matthew
it's not,
McConaughey. That's a
yeah.
quote
happened
for them.
It's not
that's him giving
from
his stuff up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, all right, all right.
Something tells me.
At least they were like, "I'm stealing your shit." That's what we're doing. Whereas,
and you know, because I
oh
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like
I
David.
Don't condone right? theft,
as a
but
podcast,
these
so
fucking
sure
preachers
I can
that have that
HBO
much shit
here.
On them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a show.
No,
highly
I don't
say
they deserve
anybody.
To get robbed.
It's
I think they deserve to get
Gemstones.
Called out for what they fucking do.
It's got John Goodman
and,
in it.
Steal from people.
It's like,
so
yeah,
it's not what happened to them. It's not different from what they're doing to people, except for it's less insidious.
And
at least they were like,
"I'm
stealing your shit." That's
Easter.
What we're doing. Whereas,
and you know, because I think we're probably just a few weeks away from HBO bolts. Signing us on.
Oh,
that
wow.
they just
cash in for those
podcast,
days.
So I'm pretty sure I can advertise
it's,
HBO shows here.
It's like,
oh,
I feel
yeah.
like
you know, there's a
it's
show.
It's comical, but it's like true.
Highly recommend it to anybody. It's
yeah.
called The Righteous
yeah.
Gemstones.
And
it's got John Goodman in it.
Tacking on to that, then you know what he also said. My church is traumatized.
And they essentially
yeah,
show
church was traumatized.
Just like on Easter, there's
yeah,
because
it's community
millions
thing.
Upon
yeah.
millions of dollars
yeah.
that just go to this back.
So
no, that's that is
oh,
fair.
Wow.
They just
so,
cash in for those days.
Think about Jesus.
it's like I feel like you know obviously
it's comical, but it's like
yeah.
true.
So when he loses $1 million,
yeah.
and
his congregation, his
just,
sheep,
just
he's
tacking on to that, Ben. You know what he
so the
he
shepherd.
Also said? Lost.
What's that?
My church
more than
is
that.
Traumatized.
He lost more than $1 million.
Church
Jesus
was traumatized?
Bukkake
bucket
yeah, because it's community thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
And but you know what was
so,
that, too. That is fair. Like, when I think about Jesus
oh, shit.
Touching
it
him.
It was full.
Well,
it was really
other
full.
People touching him. You know, this Jesus,
yeah. So
he
when he
that
loses
pain.
$1 million.
He's the white Jesus. He had money.
His congregation, his sheep. He's the shepherd.
The traditional Jesus, fuck
so the
no.
shepherd
he's like, what?
Lost.
I mean, I've never seen
more
the
than that.
In my life, but
he lost
this one, like, oh,
more
yeah,
than $1 million.
That
Jesus'
is
bukkake
sucks.
Got emptied.
yeah, I mean,
it did.
Loosened up,
and
but you know what was awful too. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Is
it'll be okay.
Oh shit!
It'll
it was
be
full.
Okay.
It was really full.
You know,
say
you know this Jesus.
And
he understands yeah. that pain. He's the white Jesus. He had.
And
money.
The worst part is,
yes.
he had
added
I mean,
his
the traditional Jesus.
To,
fuck no. He's like what?
With his
never seen that much money in my life, but this one like. Oh,
in
yeah,
the,
that's a shame.
In terms
that's,
of donating more. Sucks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That,
since he
I
lost
mean,
that, he has to pay more
up
insurance.
The
so
a little bit, but
he asks the congregation to
yeah.
help
so
him out. It'll be okay.
More.
People
it'll
will
be
still eat my
okay.
fucking almond crisps
really
and say it's me.
Yeah.
And,
now, I do have a question.
And the worst part is,
I'm hearing
he asked his congregation to help. With his insurance
is it
claim.
Wrong? Is it hypocritical?
In
is that the right
the
word
terms
for those
of donating
who are so
more.
Spiritually inclined?
Oh
to have
yeah, okay. That's,
since he
yeah,
lost
that's,
that, he has to
you
pay more insurance.
It, right?
So I think the word you're looking
congregation
for too. Is fraud.
So
not
even
that.
More.
Oh
yeah.
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 Just,
thank you.
Robbery
yeah.
really
yeah.
inspired.
Thank you. This has been
yeah.
a fun game. Now I do have a question because. Like, but hearing
but,
the word insurance,
yeah,
you
would
I'm,
you
and
would
I'm
think.
Also I mean,
hearing,
unless there's like you know, just fucking like there's progressive. There's
is
all
it,
state.
Is
it wrong?
Not.
Is it hypocritical? You know, that right. is like for those who are so spiritually inclined to have.
But like
the way they give you
insurance.
A quote is how many times you go to church.
And you wouldn't need it, right?
I think the word you're
yeah,
looking
absolutely.
For is fraud.
Yeah.
How many times you got?
Oh,
I haven't gone there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, that's going to write up your deductible, and that's going to be pricey.
Does your church look at that? Yeah, you would think. I mean, unless there's like, you know.
Do you go to church just on Christmas and Easter, or do you do Lent and do you do 4th of July, too?
like the way they give you a quote is
damn, that really is something, though, because, like, I almost feel like that's a rabbit hole story.
How many times you got?
It is.
I'm off on the basic, like, okay. You know, he lost.
Well, that's going to write up your deductible, and, that's going to be pricey.
Does your church look every Sunday? it's a rainbow. Oh, that's
do you
well,
go to church you just take, on like, Christmas and Easter, or do you do Lent and...
You couldn't steal $1 million.
You do 4th of July, too.
You just couldn't. If someone, if I was a member of a congregation, and he came and broke into my house... You could not steal
$1 million.
That's
a rabbit hole of a story.
You couldn't.
No.
You could take the fucking house.
Basic, like, you,
like
know,
you could literally lift, like, this is my house
with
now.
These,
and it still wouldn't equal $1 million.
You know, from that to the fact that.
Right.
And it was like, oh, we had some jewelry. My wife got her shit stolen.
Well, if you take, like, the rest of his congregation,
if they. Jesus,
you couldn't steal $1 million from.
So you are being conned. Like, if someone,
completely.
If I was a member of the congregation
right.
And he
you
came
know,
and broke
just,
into my house,
there's just something about
you
that
could
line.
Not
like,
steal
I feel
$1 million.
You
couldn't.
Could
you could take the whole
just,
fucking
you know,
house.
Work,
like, you could literally
you know,
lift,
amazing,
like,
you know,
this is my
you.
House now. And it
Jesus
still wouldn't equal $1 million.
Right.
And it was like, oh, we had some jewelry. My wife got her shit stolen. And it was $1 million.
So we're all going to pay this
Jesus
ticket.
Was a social. Right. So you are being conned completely.
Right.
You know, it's just, there's just something about that line. Like, I feel as though it wouldn't even have to be in context.
Yeah,
that could
know,
just be
I
something.
Also,
Brandon's just, you know,
well,
I want
to,
you're
do
right.
Going to work.
I mean,
next thing
you
know,
somebody's like,
I'm
you know, I pulled you up.
Class.
You know,
Jesus.
I had enough.
Fucking social.
I looked around this room and I could find $100 worth of
that's why I ran that red light.
So we're all going to pay this
nice,
ticket. Every time Ben comes over, it's just the refrigerator's
shit.
Empty.
No, more importantly, God, but you know, I also I want to. You're right. It probably is fraud. I'm also
and the toilet lost, paper.
You know, I had enough that could.
I
looked
at
all
that everywhere.
Expensive.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
that's why I'm looking forward
else.
To the school year starting up again. I got access.
You know,
was there some nice, really bland
yeah,
white
so
walls
I,
you got
I think
there,
it's
Ben?
Very
<Thank you>.
Disrespectful. And every time Ben comes over,
so hypocritical.
And
the
so
refrigerator's
just,
empty.
no, more importantly, our plates are missing.
Exactly what televangelists. Believe they don't believe
the
in anything.
Paper.
They're just for the dollar. They just want money.
That's
and it's like I owe you notes everywhere. I don't know.
Oh man, that's why I'm looking forward to the school year starting up again. I got
and
free access.
You either see through the bullshit or you don't. It just seems like you do or you
yeah,
don't.
So I think
believe
it's very,
ignorantly or
disrespectful
you're aware of it. And people make their
and
people are
just
still making
so hypocritical and so just
but they're still making choices.
Emblematic of the. Exactly
it's a
what these
situation too, because those who are actually trying
believe
to be
they don't believe in anything.
Global,
they're just
you know,
for the dollar. They just want
yeah,
money.
And
that's
true
like,
forever.
Yeah,
that's been
people
true
in this shit.
Since
it's
the 1970s
honestly,
for the most
you know, obviously
part.
Different
I mean,
content,
this is
but
they
it ain't
do.
Different than like
and
that one person.
You either see through the bullshit or you don't. It just seems like you do or you don't.
You know, because then like the next time
or you're
do happen, people should be believing those
people.
People
are still making choices. Are they being frauded?
Yeah.
But
so it is the same concept in the sense that that's
well,
those are actually
it's
the
a
lose-lose situation
are
too, because
up.
Those
yeah.
who are actually
you know,
trying to be open-minded,
judge.
Noble, you know, are going to get put into this box.
Yeah. Fuck people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
People in this shit. It's honestly, you know, obviously different context, but is it any different than like?
Well, if you've never heard our raw opinion on
somebody
what we do,
you know, because then like the next time, whenever those things do happen, we are actually believing those people. It then becomes like this muddied. Water
falls
thing.
On deaf ears.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
is the same
it'll
the
be part
concept.
Of our
it'll
century and subscription.
Now,
sure
if you spend $20 a month,
yeah.
you'll be allowed
you know,
things
to our
and
church.
People judge.
It'll be equally as shitty.
Are we as fanciful, people, though, as the Church of...
What I envision is...
Well, if you've never heard our raw opinion on what we think of churches, if you've listened long enough, you've heard us talk about this.
We are actually hoping by 2024 to open our own church.
So... Start us off. I guess we've already started.
It'll be part of our Patreon subscription. If you spend $20 a month, you'll be allowed into our
rock
church.
And roll world.
It'll be equally as shitty.
Are we as fanciful, though, as the Church of
State Fairgrounds?
And trashing North Dakota is pretty damn hard.
And the opening act was Night Ranger. They got through Night Ranger.
Isn't that part of your era, Dave? Night Ranger?
So, to start us off, I guess we've already started off. But
yeah, we're talking about Kid Rock, right? Sorry.
I'm wise.
Kid Rock.
His fans decided to trash
Moshing the Night
the
Era.
North Dakota State
I can't even think of a song.
Hold on, man. Let me take these headphones off so I can fix them.
And trashing North Dakota is pretty damn hard.
And the opening act is Night Ranger.
Cut your toes.
Night Ranger.
Isn't that part of your era, Dave? Night Ranger? Ladies. Ladies.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, the venue, the
fairgrounds,
I should say.
Dirt
track in North Dakota. They decided
Moshing the Night
Era.
I can't even think of a song.
Hold on, Ben. Let me take these headphones off so I can
Being reasonable.
They decided to cancel the show so the people at the show.
Cut your toes. Cut your toes.
To the unfair, demise.
Ladies.
So, you know, the venue, the fairground,
pretty much, the venue,
the dirt track in North Dakota. They decided if that man was lightning around, but to postpone the show, and then
they probably started very simply. You got my
Funyuns
in your phone,
reasonable, decided to cancel the show so the people at the show would be like,
stop using my wife's dildo.
Well, to the unfair, MAGA has so many different, like, avenues. They rioted and they threw
style
on
MAGA.
The stage
represents,
and,
you've
know,
all seen
pretty
this
much
trash.
You're driving somewhere. There's like a speedway
outfit
gas
there in
station.
North Dakota. I didn't know
people can get that mad, straggly looking white kid,
but
over
white
kid
beer
wrong.
On with some. Yeah.
It probably started very simply. You got my
really
Funyuns in your funnel cake.
And he just rides his little bike around the speedway.
Stop using my wife's dildo.
Take that kid.
And MAGA has so many different, like, avenues.
And multiply
that
kid rocks
by, like,
style of
MAGA represents.
And
buy him jewels.
You're driving somewhere. There's like
that's your MAGA element of the average.
And there's this straggly looking white kid with a wife beater on.
You know that kid I'm talking about, though.
Denim
you
shorts.
They're all around. Those really small bikes.
Everywhere you go. All right, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to be on your grass.
People to, like, you know, buy him fucking jewels and shit. Take that kid.
What?
Politicize him and multiply that kid by, like, a million. And that's your
buy him jewels.
That's your MAGA element of the average Kid Rock band, right there.
I just didn't really, you know.
You know that kid I'm talking about, though. You know, they're all around. They're all around. They're on the short
little
bikes.
I guess
everywhere you go.
All
right, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to be on your grass.
You know, Kid Rock was once described in a mean tweet. No, I know what you're saying, though. I see that kid who,
like,
stale farts gets out of his, like, fucked up, you know, beat up pickup truck.
That's more accurate than
chewing spit. Ready to go, and
no,
you know,
I mean,
he's got his Mountain Dew because he's
trying
to be healthier
from his
Red Bull.
I understand
because, quite frankly, like, what a noble idea.
I just didn't really, you know,
so
go from point A to point B watching them enter a gas station.
So that, I guess that's what makes us different.
But that kid politicized
it's amazing that
you know Kid Rock was once described in a mean tweet as
underneath the
lightning. He would smell like stale farts and cigarettes.
Yeah,
but guess who else was mad at the weather?
That's more accurate than me. I could be mean.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm
so pissed off we couldn't play for a
sold-out
crowd tonight.
Because
of high winds.
Quite frankly, like, what a noble idea. Why don't we stop the show so that people don't get,
high wind.
You know,
Yeah, and lightning, dickhead.
I was just saying, what piece idea. Does he have his fucking thought, right? rowboat to take back home?
Yeah, yeah. And it's my yacht deal. Will not tolerate
the
such winds.
Stayed underneath the lightning.
Right. Yeah, he grew up in a mansion.
But we'll stay guess here. Who else was He's mad the at the weather? Kid Rock was actually mad at the weather.
Did he?
Oh.
He tweeted, yeah. So pissed he grew off up in he couldn't state. Play for a sold-out He's, crowd He's, tonight
you know that
because
like
of high winds. He fumed.
Yeah, he's well, born rich. He's not part of the
yeah, and lightning.
I was just saying, does he have
he's,
a he's
going to school in Connecticut?
To take back home.
Yeah.
My
yacht will not tolerate yeah. such winds.
Yeah.
You know,
whenever our streets
and
our concrete got cracked, no
he's
one can hit it except we didn't have a homeowners association. Yeah. We just rapped
yeah.
about it.
He grew up in an estate.
No, you know what? That looks like a dude that
so,
was born rich.
Fuck
yeah,
Rock.
He's born rich.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
not part of the he's common folk of Detroit.
The people
that
are cheering for him.
He's
went to school in Connecticut.
They're
cheering against, which makes it really sad. So
that's
it,
why he's a piece of shit and Eminem is real.
It's the same with the, like when they cheer on Keith Urban.
Whenever our streets so and our concrete got cracked, no one came to fix them. We didn't have a homeowners association.
The
we just rapped about it.
Identity that
we just rapped about it.
Against, which means nothing to them.
Right, it means
so,
nothing and they're just doing it.
Fuck Kid Rock. I mean, it's just all.
And the people that are cheering for it. Don't really.
People are
don't
cheering for him.
No,
yes,
they don't care.
They're
like,
what
yeah,
they're cheering against.
It's the same imagery of
really
Donald Trump.
Bad.
You know, they see him as the common man's president.
It's the same with like when they
that.
Cheer
he
on Keith
them.
Urban. He's Australian.
Well,
he's not country.
And with this is especially
so
because
it's the same
you know,
kind of
besides food,
fake,
music is like the one
music.
Universal language we all.
The same fake music identity.
What I find to be interesting about this, though, is that within genres, we try to find
nothing, and
you know, some identity. Or like the
get
big
money.
Artists
yeah.
trying to find
and
some identity.
And the people that are cheering for it
which is
don't
why
realize,
things
don't
like
care.
Rap can be so
no, they don't care.
They're
they
like,
just
oh,
see
yeah.
the image.
You got artists
it's the same imagery of Donald Trump. You know, they see him as the common man's president.
Then you have those who talk about really in-depth things about, you know, like, for example, especially
a lot recently about actually
besides food, music is like the one universal. And all these deep themes, all these things that talk about righteousness.
What I find to be interesting about this, though, is that within genres, we try to find
having
some identity, or like the big artists try to find some identity.
Are saying that,
which is why
things like
there's not enough people, or we have very
narrow-minded.
You got artists that you know all
of
they talk about
music,
fucking
drugs,
money,
or
you're not making any sense at all.
Then you have those who talk about.
Yeah, no, I completely
things
agree.
About,
and it,
you know,
I think
like, for example, we've
so
talked a lot
angry,
recently about actually This Is America by Childish Gambino, but then all these deep
like that,
themes,
like
all these things
then.
That talk about
and then you have
righteousness,
and
equality,
then you have
and whenever you like start you know,
country,
having discrepancies for within certain
music
genre, is you either are saying that
it's the anthem of
you know,
people who love Trump.
There's not enough people,
not everybody,
very narrow-minded views on
certain
genres
that enjoy. Country
or
a certain
or you're not making
country,
any sense at all. Were those who still voted for Donald Trump?
Yeah, no, I
on.
Completely agree. And, it,
and I would say
I think that's what makes
genre,
me so angry.
Wouldn't you say that country music has become one of the more
genres
because
you have people like
that,
like you were describing
then.
And
yeah,
then you have
yeah,
the
yeah, absolutely.
And
I think
it's one of
the
most
genres.
And
it's very commercialized form. And what's so sad about
it,
that's not where it comes from.
Country music is, let's just be real, it's the anthem of
people
who love
Trump.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we could go back to
not everybody,
but
a lot of people,
but to take
it and
enjoy
that
country
or
a certain
the
type
reason
of country,
it becomes even more.
Were those who still
voted
for
all
Donald
these
Trump
later
which,
on?
If you like, take a second,
and I would say out of almost any genre,
there's sometimes
wouldn't you say
that
country music
like
is messages
one of the
that are
narrow-minded,
really
genres
like
hit you?
Music that is
if you think
there,
about
yeah,
country
yeah,
music,
yeah, absolutely,
it
and
so
I think it's one of the best genres.
And it's very commercialized form. And what's so sad about it? That's not where it comes from. That's
like for example, all the times
that
Donald Trump deflected.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, yeah, we could go back to the
same
the Appalachian Mountains, you know, but to take it even further with that is the
oh no we have the best country
becomes even more infuriating
than you have all these genres.
There's no trolley
sit down
and you throw the
hit and a truck there too
like messages
yeah.
that are just amazing
yeah.
really
my tractor
yeah.
it goes
and
slow
and there's plenty of
it
like
is so superficial and it almost is like the epitome of blocking
that's
questions that are
you know this
like for example all the times that Donald Trump deflected when people asked him questions
that
it's the same thing
falsely
like,
is impressionable onto the fans as if it's
oh no we have the best country
like those funny lyrics
better
you just
than
came
your
up with There's no fault either. And he's he really hit.
My tractor, it goes slow.
And there's plenty of America, then you are the problem. It's basically saying we have no problems.
That's different, you know? Yeah, except we're all about the old adage, love it or leave it. That's falsely impressive. It's just very, very meaningful.
It's just meaningless
like those
lyrics,
funny lyrics you just came up with.
Put in
those are real fucking country
patriotism.
Lyrics. And yeah, they perceive them America. To be very meaningful and very deep.
And
they
like,
don't
what does that actually mean?
Thing.
If you actually.
Well, what they mean, though, is that if you don't agree with beer in America, then you are the problem. It's basically saying we have no problems, motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, that's the old adage, love it or leave it. That's what I'm saying. And yeah, no, you hit it on the head. Is this meaningless lyrics? But they put in patriotism and good old America. And like, was that actually mean? If you actually, that's well said. Is that whenever you could find treasure in your plantation? Good old America. It's so superficial and so flaccid and so meaningless too.
Yeah, and like, was that actually mean? If you actually, that's well said. I agree. TikTok and music. I'm getting very flaccid by talking about this. Because it's so superficial and so flaccid. Meaningless. Flaccid. It's actually flaccid. Flaccid. I said that. 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 Flaccid. I said that.
my knees older than the women he's with. Oh. It's that Xanax. It's that three times a day Xanax.
I just want to say.
Hey guys, so
lean back in his chair.
We talked a lot about this shit. We haven't even.
And those are
about
some old fucking
straight.
So
is it easy? Yay!
Oh, you're like for like the three, 4 years old. Speaking about flaccid, is that what you're going to say?
You're talking about gay child.
Guys, let me tell you something.
Dave,
I have scrapes in my knees older than
you're
going to
be with me on. I have hated this cock,
but not all
for. How long now?
Since
I just want to say,
since
yeah.
He's existed since he's been a,
he like leaned back in his chair.
And especially once we found out that he is.
And those are some old
rapist.
Fucking scrapes
yeah.
on your knees.
Fucking scrapes.
They're like three, 4 years old. Excuse myself from this introduction.
Yeah.
Because all right,
you're talking about gays.
I hate this guy so much. So go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. You want to hate him even more.
All the hate in my heart has gone out for already. How long?
So Matt Gates, he was speaking
since
to college students.
Yeah.
He's existed since he's been a representative.
A little
younger. And that especially was
at the
Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa.
Yes.
So this is basically a conservative college student organization.
I'm going to excuse myself from this introduction.
Disgusting.
I hate this guy
and odious
so much.
On the
so
INA side.
Dude.
Yeah. And this, you want to hate him
that
even
ugly
more.
Women shouldn't
I
be
can't.
The ones
I can't.
To worry
it's,
about
it's
idols.
All
like,
the hate
point?
In my heart
Here's
has
what
gone
he
out
said.
To him already.
He says, why
so
is
Matt Gates, he was speaking to
why
college
is it the women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones that are most worried at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit?
Okay,
all
right. I can't say
it. Basically a conservative college student. If
you
organization
like a thumb.
And Gates referred to abortion rights advocates at rallies
no
as
alibi.
All right. I'm going to calm down for a second
and
use
out.
Gates'
and
own
said that ugly women shouldn't be the ones to worry
them.
About access
so
to abortions.
That
here's what he said. He
women
says,
that are
is,
ugly
that, why is that
are
the women
that
with
are
the least likelihood of getting pregnant
are the ones that are but most worried
protest
about
because
having
they're ugly
an abortion.
So
they
don't want to impregnate.
Okay, all right. I can't
nobody
stand
wants
it.
To impregnate
like
you if
yeah.
you look
so,
like a
logic,
thumb.
But it is what he said.
I'm using Matt Gaetz logic. So Matt Gaetz logic is saying ugly people don't need to worry about abortion. All right, I'm going to calm down for a second and use Gaetz's own. That doesn't make sense in Matt Gaetz. So he's saying that
because only hot chicks,
women that are ugly,
fucked.
So that
are
they
the ones
get
that are protesting
to
abortion.
Get abortion, but they shouldn't
so
protest because they're ugly,
logic.
So no one wants to impregnate
right.
them. Is what I'm.
Here's what else
so,
he said. It sounds like what he said. Women
yeah,
right,
who
are
so, I'm out.
But it is what he said.
I'm using Matt Gaetz logic. So Matt Gaetz logic would say like ugly people don't need to worry about abortion
way.
Because they're not going to get fucked
he
to
said,
get
I'm
abortions.
Thinking, March, you look like
that
you got
doesn't
ankle
make
weaker
sense
than the legal
in Matt
reasoning Gaetz behind Roe
because
versus
only.
He also said that they should move their elbows in
so that they could get pregnant to get abortion. So
he's
arguing against his own logic. I can't
right.
stand this cocksucker. I attack him.
You're
every
really
day
having
on
a
Twitter.
Hard time, aren't
you?
He said
really,
women right, were
whatever,
five
I'm out. You have no
well,
idea.
Well, guess what, Brandon? You get one more Matt Gaetz book. I'm going to see what
and marched in protest against.
They need to get up and march for like an hour a day. Swing those arms.
He said,
blood pumping, thinking, March, you look like you've got ankles weaker than the legal reasoning behind Roe versus Wade.
He also said that they should move their elbows
tossed
in a salad.
Halfway through his set, he took the microphone off the stand because he was feeling himself.
He said that.
Say
I mean,
something else
I,
about
yeah.
salads.
I can't stand this cocksucker. I attack him
you're
every
really
day
having
on Twitter.
A hard time, aren't
I'm
the
really,
kind of
I,
things that would
Dave,
like
you have no
well,
idea.
Guess what, Brandon? You get one more Matt Gaetz book. I'm going to see what happens, now. And then
oh
it would get released. They need to get up and march for like an hour or a day. Swing those arms if
fallout, and
then they would be fucked.
No.
That's nothing. But Brandon, if you want to feel a little bit better,
how does that make you feel?
Matt Gaetz,
this straight up sounds like
a comedian
who
got a little bit of halfway
through his set. He took the microphone
by
off
Mike
the stand because he was feeling himself.
Chief of staff.
Hey, let me tell you
I mean,
something
March,
else about salads.
So do you want to feel a little bit better?
But if you go back before the
MAGA
experience,
I guess.
These are the kind of things that would like get like reported by mistake.
Awful.
On somebody's this phone, and then it would
awful.
Get released, and then
so,
there would be a scandal.
This is
and
when
there would
be
Matt Gaetz
major fallout,
like
and then
pets.
They would be fucked. Nope.
Our
no,
America
not
is
anymore.
Proudly
nothing.
Ultra MAGA.
But Brandon, if you
want to
feel a little bit better,
Rhino Safari.
Matt Gaetz got schooled.
On that note, let me just say
he
what
got a little
knows.
Bit
by
of
whom?
Mike Muffins. Pence will never be president.
By Mike Pence's
nice
former
guy,
chief of staff,
not a leader.
Short. So do you want to feel a little bit better and hear about that?
Mark Short said.
Yes.
We have to.
Response is great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Mike Pence will run for president in 2024, but I don't think Matt Gaetz will have an impact
so,
on that.
So, in fact,
this
I'd
is
be
what
surprised if
Matt Gaetz
voting.
Said about
it's
Mike
It's more
Pence.
Likely he'll be in prison for child
Our America is proudly ultra-MAGA.
I'm actually
not some
low-energy roadside rhino safari.
To speak to teenage
on that note,
like
let me
that.
Just say what everyone
so,
knows.
I'm not
Mike
too worried
Pence
about
will never be
Gaetz
president. Nice guy, not a leader. That's awesome.
That's
so this
drop.
Is what
no
yeah.
Mark Short said, and that's a Republican dropping a mic on a Republican. Great. Well, I
mean, I
don't know if Mike
listen,
Pence will run for
like,
president in 2024, but I don't think Matt Gaetz will have an impact on that.
Terrible,
in fact,
man,
I'd be surprised if he's still
he
voting.
Up on his
it's
roast.
More likely he'll be
like,
in prison for
shit.
Child trafficking by 2024. And I'm actually surprised that the Florida law enforcement
those are like,
still allows
those are,
them to speak
are,
to teenage
like,
conferences
like
that. So I'm not too worried about what Matt Gaetz thinks.
Saying out loud.
These are the
that's
people
all.
That write the rules.
That's a mic drop. No doubt.
Yeah.
That's
and
a mic drop.
It's someone thought
and that's a Republican so, dropping a mic on a Republican.
Why?
I mean, listen,
yeah.
Why words? Why
words? Exactly. That's what Mike Gaetz says.
He studies up on his roast. Like, holy shit.
What I want to know for the people yeah. that vote for him.
I mean, those
if he can
like,
plan out
are,
these
are
words,
like
why can't he plan out legislation that
calculated,
helps
calculated, planned out?
Why can't he plan out legislation
that
helps everybody
saying
else?
Out loud.
Why does he have to attack,
these
attack,
are the people
attack?
That write the rules for the rest
because
of
this
us.
Is what he does. And it's like
it's
so methodical. And,
so,
and he's attacking
why?
Because he's a predator.
Why words?
Because all he knows is how to relate to people. Exactly. That's what Mike Gaetz says. So fuck this guy and fuck all he stands for. What? I want to
hey,
know for the people that
Ben,
vote
you know,
for
we
him,
should get Brandon for his
if he can
birthday.
Plan out these words. Why can't he plan out legislation
thesaurus,
that helps them?
One of those daily ripoff calendars in each one.
Why does he have to attack? Because this is what he does. It's all he can do.
January 1st, your cankles are showing.
He's attacking because he's a predator. So that's all he knows how to relate to people. January 2nd, being a predator.
I put another notch in my jail cell.
Fuck this guy and fuck all he stands for.
January 6th.
Ben, you know what we should get Brandon for his birthday.
January 7th, Bubba says my butt looks cute.
one of those daily ripoff calendars, and each one has a Matt Gaetz.
Like you said, in the sense that January 1st, your cankles are showing by people because they should be.
Exactly.
Or January 2nd, I put another notch in my jail cell.
A big thing is that I think straight up January 6th is like happy holidays, never forget.
Mm-hmm. January 7th, Bubba says my butt looks cute.
Some people are so buried in that that they have no clue that what they're seeing in front of them is just lying. That truly is, though. Like you said, man. You know, Dave, and racism.
And this is with, like, with no limit.
Ridiculed.
With no limit. And no expectation of responsibility.
Become free.
I mean, this is completely gloves off for these people. They're not accountable for their actions.
Thing is that,
I mean, that type of behavior, that type of language,
the whole world
that wouldn't be allowed in,
like,
our places of employment at all.
Sexist.
But we have a congressman
and we have different
literally get away with it.
Some people are so buried in that
of the population
that they have no clue that what they're seeing in front of them.
But at the same time, kind of going back to what I said, like, some people say, like, you know, they ask, like, you know,
and this is with, like, with no limit.
Those
with no limit
that I think
and no
are so deeply
expectation
rooted in
of responsibility.
They've had
right.
that
and this is completely
for
gloves
so
off
long
for these people. They're not accountable
for
their actions.
They just think it's the norm.
I mean, that type
that's
of behavior, that type of language,
be.
That wouldn't be allowed
and,
in
and
our
I
places
just,
of employment
I find that
at
more
all.
And more with,
but we have
a
congressman
know, a
that can say it and literally get away with it. I mean, he's disparaging.
Or any fucking Republican has done towards
women. Well, bullshit.
And
yeah, but at
I
the same time, kind of going back to what I said, is like some people say, like, you
know,
they ask,
they
like, you know,
themselves,
a woman that they know, how could you possibly vote for them?
Do you
those
think
are the people that I think are so deeply
it,
rooted in blind sexism
the
that they've had that against
women,
them for
I,
so long.
I don't
long
think it's happening now.
That they just
think
it's the norm.
It's less
that's how things should be.
Less hidden.
And I just I find that more and more with. You know, a lot of people
there
justifying things Trump yeah has done
where
towards
you can
women
talk about it
or openly, any like, fucking Republican
yeah
has done towards women.
That,
and I
yeah
feel as
fuck
though
abortion
they just are hiding
yeah
behind
I don't
barriers
know how much
that they didn't even know themselves
agree
they,
or
yeah
not. Because
I
think
do you,
I
don't know either,
like,
man. Do you think it's
I've had I mean, you know, in my marriage I've had honest conversations
with the things
about this
happening to women.
You know, like,
I don't think it's happening
when,
now.
You know,
I just think it's less blindfolded. I think it's less hidden. I think it's
it's like I've had to have those dialogues to have some
yeah
realization
where
like,
you can
yeah
talk
you know
about
what
it.
There's
openly
microaggressions sometimes,
yeah,
like maybe in the workplace
yeah
or maybe amongst friends
yeah
or maybe
fuck
you
abortions
know
yeah,
in situations
I don't know how much
think
I
possible.
And then I think
to myself,
not
because
like, well,
I don't know
myself,
either,
like,
man.
You know, I've had, I mean, you know, in my marriage, I've had honest conversations about missing things. You know,
oh yeah. Yeah,
so
times
I can't
when,
imagine,
you know,
that
maybe
that
my wife felt
a lot of
way
people,
especially
because
those who voted for
you
Trump,
know,
you
don't
really
woman
think much
and
to begin with.
It's like
that
I've,
really
I've had to
have
those dialogues to have some
realization
that,
like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
maybe
the fact that
you've
now
cooked
eight
nights
in a row
and that's
or
maybe amongst friends or maybe, you know,
this and that,
in situations you didn't even think possible. And then I think to myself, like, well, shit,
yeah,
I find myself, you know, to be maybe a lot more.
Sorry,
open
I just,
to
it's just,
right, well,
open-minded
to the
yeah
fact that I'm missing
it takes
things.
To,
oh, yeah.
Kind
we're
of
so
I can't imagine that.
It feels
that,
like everybody in the
a lot of people, especially those who voted for Trump, who don't really think much to begin with,
that
that really ever
they don't
have
even
those
know
conversations
how to get
or establish the
they
fact that,
something
oh, yeah,
wrong,
maybe the fact that you've now cooked eight nights
it
in a row and
I
just
feel like
expect you to and
I
expect
just
to do this and that and this and that.
The fact that
isn't maybe some of
the story that we just looked at, what was second page stuff, third page
yeah
stuff, unsettling.
Sorry, I just
it's so egregious,
yeah,
so terrible.
It takes
me
to
it makes me sick.
So
that.
That's
it
like
feels
that
like
right
everybody
in
the room way is so remarkably desensitized
because clown after clown after
that
clown after clown.
They don't even know how to get out of
a position
it
of power.
They recognize
they
something
they
is being wrong, but they don't know how to really start to piss me off. I just feel
yeah
like we're
and Dave,
stuck, and I just
I'm
don't.
Taking the, opposite
I, the fact
approach,
that what
I'm
the story that we just looked at,
this
what was
where
second
democracy
page stuff,
off
third page
this is
stuff,
where
we get to
unsettling
stand up.
This is see it the there line. When it's so egregious.
This is where we get to
terrible.
Stand up to people. They are starting to show themselves.
That's like
who
that
they
right
are.
There makes me
it's
say,
not
oh my
the
God,
slick talk
mind.
Anymore. It's
because
not the spinning
clown after clown after clown
of
after clown
the news stories.
Is
this
has
is
a
who
position
they
of power,
are,
and, they just,
and we get
they,
to
I don't know,
find out who these people
really
are, and
people.
We get to
yeah,
quote them.
And
back
Dave, I'm taking
what
the
they
opposite.
Are.
And so instead of hiding, they're exposing that, themselves.
They're exposing,
and to catch
up. This is
and
where
we
democracy
are going to have.
This is where we get to stand.
We are going
this
to be
the
sunlight
to their bacteria.
This is where we get to stand up to people.
Could you
they are
do that
starting to show
over, like,
themselves
Irish
for who
accent,
they are.
Scottish accent.
It's not the slick talk anymore.
It'd be a hybrid of like a weird
English,
Scottish,
Irish accent.
They
and
are.
It depends
we get
pretty
to
much
find out
all
who these
group
people,
of people
are.
And
we
get
could do it.
Quote them back
good.
For sure.
You know, we'd probably get some more charts.
So instead of hiding, they're exposing themselves.
Put that on the Patreon. That's Patreon content right there.
Right, right.
If you want
to
hear
going
my
to be
Italian
the
accent
sunlight
that goes
to their
to a Jamaican one, please subscribe to our silver.
Could you do that speech over, but like in an Irish
yeah,
accent?
He gets
Scottish
the,
accent.
He gets the Celtic.
It'd be a hybrid of like a weird English, Scottish, Irish
well,
accent,
hey guys,
and
about
it'd defend
speaking
pretty much
of a very historic
all
day
that group of people. But we could do
Brenton
it. We could do it.
We
yeah,
could.
For sure.
You know, we'd probably get some more charts.
Wait, wait, wait. Put that on the page. That's Patreon content right there.
Right, right.
If you want to hear my Italian accent that goes into a Jamaican one, please subscribe to our silver badge.
And what separates
yeah,
what gets, I love
yeah,
about
you get the Celtic
saying, well,
speech against
don't.
Matt Gaetz.
She's a conservative Republican.
Well, hey guys, we're talking about democracy.
Things,
speaking of
she's
a very
up for
historic
this,
day that started to
and she
Brenton
doesn't
said democracy besides
get a
Trump
rat's
being elected. January 6th,
she loses the next election.
Still got some shit going on
she
with those hearings and,
well, that's
and
what happens when you have
especially with Liz Cheney leading the way.
But she's doing it. Somebody has to do it.
Calling
she's
out
doing
Tom Cotton.
Yeah.
What she's doing with the January 6th committee, regardless
and
of her background.
And what separates what I love
the
about,
right
and
I
shouldn't keep
right
saying what
I love about Liz Cheney, because
I don't
back in away.
She's a conservative Republican. I disagree with.
We would not be where we are with this commission.
She's standing up
for her, because there's, and she does
a few other Republicans that are rats at, like Kinzinger and stuff.
But
she
loses
the net
more
than
the
rest of them,
and she doesn't care.
A lot
well,
of her Republican
what happens
colleagues
when you have
are just attacking her. I mean, they're
and
thrown under
opportunity.
The bus.
Yeah, but she's doing it. Somebody has to do it. She's doing it.
Tom,
yeah.
What she's doing with the January 6th committee, regardless of her background,
has been criticizing her lately.
Right thing,
but
right now, he admittedly said he hasn't watched any of the hearings. She is.
And
so
she's calling him out on
it. We would not be where we are with this commission if it wasn't for her. Because
absolutely
she,
not.
There,
first of all,
there's
Tom
a few
Cotton,
other Republicans
God,
that are
that not
but,
sound like
Kinzinger and stuff, but she's staying up more than the rest
but,
of them. And
I mean,
a lot of
yeah,
her Republican
say,
colleagues
like,
are just attacking her. I mean, there's thrown under
makes
the bus
me think
of
back
one of the ones
to,
that does it.
I
want to
say it was
07.
The Oakland Raiders drafted a guy named Jamarcus Russell.
Has been criticizing her lately.
Really trying to
but,
piss off Brandon tonight.
He admittedly
you know,
said he hasn't
fine.
Watched
I'm cool
any
with
of the
it because listen, not only
and
was
she's
bust,
calling him out on it.
You know,
but at least there's Ryan Leaf. At least he's number two worst
right.
pick of all time.
Right,
all
right.
Tom
so listen,
God,
Marcus,
that
he didn't
not
really
like
put in a lot of effort. But here's something that kind of it's going to tie back here. I mean, is
gotta say like.
This kind of makes
there,
me think back
there,
to,
I know Brad
I want to say it was
story.
07.
But
the Oakland Raiders
there,
drafted a guy named Jamarcus Russell.
He's really trying to piss off Brandon tonight.
You know, it's fine. I'm cool with it because,
it just
because
be
listen,
blank
not only was he a bust, he would
you know,
go stuck.
But at least there's Ryan
Leaf.
At least he's number two worst draft pick of all time.
Right, right. So listen, Jamarcus, he didn't really put in a lot of effort. But here's something that kind of, it's going to tie back. No,
it's like, dude, the fact
your
that
job
and
for
mind
a while
you,
there,
especially
and
in the
I know
NFL,
Brad
and
also
a
story,
as a senator,
but for a
way
while
more
there,
than most
what
people.
The coaches would do is
right.
they would hand them
some people are getting paid more than
any
money
people
film.
Will see. They put nothing on the film within that
it would
job
just be a blank disc.
You would he would go study it and come back and they'd be like, "What'd you think?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, no, I got all the plays.
Like,
I learned
fuck?
All." How do you not?
Yeah,
how
Dave.
Not,
they put in the
like,
disc in a
if you're going to have
like,
opinions, you know, it's like dude, along with the thing your job,
exactly.
And mind you,
so
especially
so,
in the NFL,
exactly.
But also as
and
a senator,
what she did was great. So Tom
way more
Cox
than most people
throws in some bullshit.
Right. Some people getting paid more than any money people will see.
I think what you've seen over the last few weeks is why Anglo-American jurisprudence,
you would take the bare minimum time,
which I don't even think is a thing,
to follow.
Going back centuries, has found that adversarial inquiry.
How do you not?
Yeah, Dave.
Not at least like, if you're going to have opinions,
she says,
can you at least read?
Actually, watching them before rendering judgment is more consistent with Anglo-American jurisprudence.
Exactly.
And what she did was great. So Tom Cotton, like, but he's stupid. This isn't court. And he threw this out, I think it was on Twitter. In a congressional
I think what you've seen over the last few weeks is why Anglo-American jurisprudence,
the way they're investigated,
which
out
he can't describe,
it's almost like grand jury evidence in a way.
Going back
like
centuries has found
it.
That
so again,
adversarial
he's
inquiry,
pushing that false narrative that he knows
is, the best way
is that
to get
a commission
is not
she
a
says,
court procedure.
Here's a tip.
Guess what?
Actually watching them before rendering judgment is more consistent with Anglo-American
jurisprudence.
Because of their involvement in January the 6th.
And it's like,
and guess who's
but he's stupid. This isn't
going to be on that list soon.
In court, there's cross-examination.
Trump.
In a congressional commission,
Don Don,
you're just putting facts
yeah.
the way
eventually
they're
got to go for the snake's
out.
Head, right?
It's almost
yeah.
like grand
yeah,
jury
yeah,
evidence.
I think this commission still has some good
it.
Shit that we don't
so
know
again,
about. They seem
he's
very
pushing that false narrative that he knows
yeah.
is that
and
a commission is not
thing that we
a court
just have
procedure.
Not seen
but
since,
guess what? That shit can follow. And it has followed because look at all
now.
The assholes that are going to court and going to jail because of their involvement in January
you know,
the
and
6th.
And
guess who's
going to
be on that list soon, motherfuckers?
What
Donald
a breath
Trump.
Of fresh air it could be if accountability was
Don
Don. To be
yep.
at the end of
yes.
this. Well, eventually got to go for the snake's head, right?
Yeah.
Powerful. I think this commission still has some good shit that we don't know about. They seem very confident, you know?
Yeah, and I think one,
one
thing
that
we've
learned
have not
that
seen
privilege
since,
has been exposed.
Fuck, guys, almost 7 yeah. years now.
They
it's
don't
just
get away with it. They sure have a lot more resources.
You know, and I think it's something
yeah,
where
it's very disheartening, but
what a breath
let's
of fresh air it could
like
be if accountability
said,
was
democracy
was to
starts turning around in a better
this.
Direction. So. Yeah, and have to rich and powerful never sold
and,
that
you, and you know, one ugly thing too about
you know
prejudice is kind of it segues right into
one
our
thing
next,
that we've learned that
story here,
privilege is, has been
when you
exposed.
Have prejudice, you're allowed to be a hypocrite. Apparently.
If they don't get away with it,
and,
they sure
and that's
have
that
a lot
is the embodiment of Mr. Glenn Thompson,
it's very bizarre.
Attended his
game the upper edge, like Brandon said.
Recently.
You
know, he was busy leading up to that. He actually was.
You just have to wait and see with this stuff.
Against,
you just don't
and,
know.
And you know, one ugly thing, too, about. Did I mention that the son's wedding was
a
gay
kind of
wedding? It segues right into our
next
story here. Because yeah.
You mean a gay wedding for the
gays? You're allowed to be.
For
the gays, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and I did make a mistake at
the
beginning of the
embodiment
episode. I said
of
he
Mr.
was
Glenn
a senator.
Thompson.
He's not. He's a house from Pennsylvania.
Attended his
I'm so sick
wedding.
Of this shit. I'm so
recently.
Sick of these
good for him.
That's what
you said. I wish we were at your house
you know,
tonight, not remote, because
up to that, he actually
Brandon,
was,
I like it when Brandon's
yeah, I can see, like, what's so great is that, like, his hair starts off in a certain place. Oh, did I mention that the son's wedding was a gay wedding?
Everywhere,
and then he just fucking looks
really?
Like one of those painters
yeah.
who sees things
you mean a gay wedding for the gays?
The gays, yeah.
And I did make a mistake.
I don't see art there, but this guy
he was a senator. He's not. He's a house rat.
You see a plant. I see
I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of these motherfuckers.
But you know what I see right
now?
And I wish we were at your house tonight, not remote, because you're.
Like, I mean,
Brandon, I like it when Brandon's
no,
in.
No, I can see. Like, what's so great is that, like, his hair starts off at a certain place. And then he just starts combing
how does he
through
know
his face
face
everywhere, and then he just fucking looks like
the
one
American
of those painters who
power
sees things differently.
Person
the painters that see things differently.
I mean,
I don't see art there, but this guy does.
No, no.
The attention and the money
you
and
see
the power that it brings
see,
him. He doesn't believe in the things that he votes for or the things that he says.
But you know what I see right here is a fucking hypocrite.
It's clear.
Like, I mean,
not it goes beyond hypocrisy.
I mean, how do you even show your face?
It goes
at that wedding.
Beyond I, him.
How does
he's
he
not
show
a hypocrite.
His face
he's
to
voting
Congress
this
and
shit.
The American
he's
media.
He's a power-hungry person
mad.
Who doesn't believe in the things that he votes for.
But he's it's, representative
he,
of most
he just wants the,
yeah,
the,
I mean, this
the
is
attention
what they do. I mean, this
and the money
is just another example
and the power
of
that
hypocrisy.
It brings him.
And now
he doesn't believe
they're voting for things that they really don't believe in.
For, or the
he's
things
being two-faced at his son's wedding and secretly hates his son.
It's clear.
Yeah,
well, then he's not.
Yeah,
it goes beyond hypocrisy.
Yeah,
either way,
he's a piece of shit.
Okay, I'm
goes
I'm starting to understand
beyond
this, okay? Because I had never seen this guy before. He's clearly an Eastern voting Island head lawmaker.
Brandon Mann.
And I think that might be where some
but
of
he's
his,
representative of most
Congress views come from.
Yeah, I mean, this is what they do. I mean, this is just another example of
God,
hypocrisy and how
like,
they're
it
voting for things
looks
that
like,
they really don't believe in.
You know, somebody who
or he's being
was about
two-faced
to put
at
it
his
into,
son's
like,
wedding
kiln,
and
the play
part.
And just really
yeah.
scrunched.
Well, then he's,
face
he's still a coward.
Either way, he's a piece of shit.
Okay, I'm starting to understand this, okay? Because I had never seen this guy
before.
He's clearly an Eastern Island head in disguise.
I'm sorry, he just looks like a lawmaker.
I think that might be where some of his prehistoric views come from.
High blood pressure.
It's gotta be
about to explode.
Oh my God, this dude's face. Runs warm. Like, it literally looks like you know somebody
but,
who
you know, it's,
was
it's,
about to put it into like the kiln.
Like you said,
the
though,
play,
it's,
and
it's
just
one of those
really
things where a lot of
the
these stories
out. We tell. The very
it's perfectly
end,
circular
you know, in the news.
Yeah, man,
they all
is...
really are hypocritical. They
wow.
all
he
don't
actually,
make sense. It all is based
just,
on uninspired.
Just looks
bullshit,
like a Republican. I'm sorry,
what?
He just looks like a Republican.
Especially
just,
but it comes down to
angry,
a point where
high cholesterol.
I mean,
high blood pressure.
It, the word
about
savage.
To explode.
He runs
savagery.
Warm, you can tell.
Is
oh
like,
yeah. Yeah,
we're not, but there. You know, it's
we're not there.
Like you said, though, it's one of those things where
a lot of these stories we tell,
like we're just lacking empathy. You know, and
we're
news,
lacking.
They all really
just
are hypocritical.
Sense.
They all don't make
I mean,
sense. It
again,
all is based on uninspired bullshit, as we've mentioned.
Better yet,
before,
don't go to your son's
especially
wedding.
The Republican Party. But it, you
up.
Know, it comes down to a
don't
point
ruin
where,
his day.
Because
I mean,
clearly, you're out to ruin a lot of people.
The word savage.
Savagery
so why
is
why
we're not there.
Why mix yourself
I think
in
we
there.
Should acknowledge we're not there but
because once
fuck,
again
we're getting
you know
we're
you
heading
can't fucking
direction.
Tell your ass from your head
yeah. Like we're just lacking empathy
you don't know what you believe
we're lacking
because they look the same.
Just common same. Sense I mean again
I don't know man I think
you,
to me that's what makes me angry
better yet
anything.
Don't go to your son's wedding
that
don't show up.
It's just the embodiment.
Don't ruin
of like,
his day.
You know, this is these are supposed
because
to be
because clearly
people
you're out to ruin a lot of people just
like
day. You know, we wonder yeah. why kids
so
are lacking
why be there?
What,
why mix yourself
also
in?
Also makes
that?
Me angry is that
because once again
you
know
you
can't fucking tell your ass
for,
from your head
or against
you don't know what you believe
because they look the same.
Not for him.
Same.
Not for what he does.
I don't know,
he's
man. I think
class.
To me that's what
it's
makes
a different
me angry more than anything.
Part
is just the fact that
class.
There's a different.
It's just
law
the embodiment
the
of
people
like,
that
you know,
I'm
this
ruling
is, these are supposed
for.
To be the people
it's
making laws,
different
and making
thing.
Regulations.
I'm above.
Oh, not
we wonder
why
kids
are
yeah, not the poor
right.
gays.
With,
fuck, with right. them.
Fuck
also
the,
makes me angry
the
poor is that
queers.
You have him voting for.
It just
or against
reeks,
gay rights, but
of,
not for his kid,
classism,
not for him,
socialism,
not
and
for
it,
what he
of,
does. He's in different
just class.
No, it's a different.
Yeah.
My kid's
yeah.
part.
You said they, a class.
My there's a different
better
his law
better
to the people that I'm ruling.
That's why
for
yep.
I it's a
his
different thing.
Yeah.
I'm above.
Oh,
that,
not the poor
my
gays.
Kids. Yeah, not the
he,
poor
right.
gays.
You
them.
Know what, Brandon? That's got to be
the
only logical
the poor
explanation, quite frankly,
queers.
Because
yeah.
he would have adhered to what I said,
it,
which is
it just
don't
go. Reeks yeah.
So
of,
you're right
of
then. I mean,
it's
something where
and it reeks of just no,
we tell
my
we tell people
different.
We tell kids not to stereotype, not to
my
put everybody in a box.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
His husband.
Holy
better.
Fuck, there is a lot of
that's
boxes
why
being
I
made.
Went to his.
You are not allowed to leave.
But the other
oh,
one, and most
easier.
Of them come in a
yeah, you know what, Brandon? That's got to be the only logical explanation, quite frankly,
yeah.
because he would have adhered to what I said,
yeah.
which is just
you know. Speaking
dumb.
Of that, I don't know why
yeah.
I'm bringing
so,
this up, but I was.
You're right. Then
I
mean,
drove
it's,
to
it's
a,
something
a,
where
gym the other day on the way back, somebody had put one
we,
single
we tell,
dollar.
We tell
bill
people, we tell kids not to stereotype.
Really?
Not to put everybody in a box.
Yeah. And, you know, I had a lot
of
thoughts there.
There
you know,
is
one,
a lot of
did they beat the shit out of the front of my car?
You are not allowed to.
Oh,
you know,
and most of them
was
come
like
in
a meet me
dollar size.
You know,
container.
Like, was this like a
yep.
upfront thing? Or three, am I now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, speaking of that, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I was I drove to
now,
the other day, and on
I
the way back,
now part
somebody
of
had put
that's one taco at Taco Bell
bill on my way.
It is,
really.
And you know, I had a lot of thoughts. I just was thinking about that because did they beat the shit out of the front of my car?
I just didn't get the respect I deserved.
Two, was that like a meet me somewhere?
My first world problem.
You know, like was this like a upfront thing?
There are some real
people. Am I now
just
being
unfortunately
targeted
for
something far worse? They already had bad hands.
Am I now? Am I
now? It's just
now part of a gigolo.
That's one taco at Taco Bell. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I just was thinking about that because, you know, I just felt there are some real people here who are just
over.
Unfortunately being
I was
going to
say, you know, you
already had bad hands to begin with, but now it's just
they're fucked. Yeah, exactly. Florida, like most of the country, there's a teacher shortage.
Yes,
and speaking some fucked worse than others.
Fucking teachers.
And there's a lot of different
ways.
Oh, yeah.
Over
teachers. Public education.
Now, I was going to say, let's make sure, like, commas are important in English.
The stronger you
teacher. Fucking teachers.
Yes.
Okay.
Pathways and education to get licensed while
over.
Not, you
didn't buy a teacher.
I was going to say, perhaps.
You know, your library
like
books were
but not
last
in Florida.
Saturday.
Florida, they want to mix patriotism with the teacher shortage. Florida, like most of the country, there's a teacher shortage.
Vacancies.
Some places worse than others. And there's a lot of different ways to attract
and their spouses,
education,
even if
better,
they don't have a degree.
Better working conditions.
All they have to do is observe
unions,
a certified teacher for 12
hours. Easier pathways and education to get licensed.
That's
all you got to do.
Didn't
no
disadvantages. Like 6 hours one time?
Trust
like,
that. But not in Florida.
In a gas
Florida.
Station?
They want to mix patriotism with the teacher shortage, and
wait,
they have
I'm
a
halfway qualified.
Idea
to so
fill
let me just
vacancies.
Make sure I got this clear, okay? We're gonna put
to let
veterans
teach
veterans, war
and
veterans
their spouses,
combat,
even if they don't have a degree. All they
we're
have to do is observe a certified teacher
that
for 12 hours, and they can
become
a teacher.
Kids
that's all you got
to
do.
Didn't
no
I observe you for like 6 hours one time teaching?
Things if that could make possible loud
in a gas
noises.
Station.
Right.
Oh, Ben, and if they're in Ohio, they should arm themselves.
I'm halfway qualified.
So
yeah.
Let me just make sure you have
it.
That just that helps makes the
we're
demons
put,
go away in your head.
Yeah.
Veterans, war veterans
who have seen
but they're trained.
They're
trained with
traumatic
stress disorders.
Yeah. They're good
we're gonna put them in a box.
No, it's
close that box with maybe just one door.
Yeah.
Fucking kids who
it makes
we're
just
as much
30
of,
kids
of
in
sense
there.
As you know
who are prone to dropping
Michael J. Fox
things that could make possible loud noises.
Right.
Oh, Ben, and if they're in Ohio,
oh, there's treatments out there for
they should arm themselves because you know.
Yes.
Bang,
you
bang,
know,
and
again, though, that just that helps makes the demons go away in your head. I'm,
yeah.
When you gotta
sorry, I'm trying to make
but
it
they're
so
trained.
Audience.
They're trained.
I'm trying to find
them.
A way to
trained.
Basically show how
yeah.
fucking
good
stupid
demons,
this is.
No,
it's the dumbest
it's,
fucking thing I've ever heard. And again, it's
okay.
Taking a real problem all right. All right. And
hold
you're
on.
Politicizing it.
Hold on, guys.
It makes just as
I'm
much
come
of,
from
of
non-teacher
sense
perspective.
As, you know, asking Michael J. Fox to
why
straight line.
Is it such a big deal?
Oh, man.
Oh, there's treatments out there for that Ben are being allowed to teach.
Jesus.
I don't understand. Damn.
Well,
there's.
I mean, sorry, I'm trying to make it clear to our audience. I tried to find a way to basically show how fucking stupid
there
this
are
is.
Heroes.
It's the dumbest
there
fucking
are,
thing I've ever heard. And again, it's,
okay.
It's taking a real problem. All right, and
hold
you
on.
Set.
Hold on, guys.
We're
teachers are way down low.
They're professionals.
So,
we value
why
them. They're professionals.
Is it such a big deal? That
there's
these,
better.
Veterans.
I'm sure DeSantis will probably sign some stupid bill that says the only thing you can do in
I don't,
school
I don't
now
understand.
Is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, well, I only thought that
I mean,
you guys be pissed off about this because
I
you had to go through
pretty
6 years of college,
there are
years of training, and
just a little bit of money
everybody.
And time.
You
and
expertise.
And,
so teachers are way down low in their job to actually do what
we
you
value
do.
Them. They're professionals.
That's why I thought you'd be upset about, but apparently you're not. So
I'm sure DeSantis will probably sign some stupid bill
anything,
that says the only thing
no,
you,
you don't appreciate heroes. I get
allegiance.
You, Ben. Oh,
well, I
only thought
I
that
you know,
it'd
be more entertaining if there was a shortage
of
psychologists
because you had to go through
and they love veterans.
6 years of college, years of training, and
a little bit of money and time and energy time and real jobs, yeah, like doctors.
And continual training in your job to actually do what you do. That's why I thought you'd be upset by it, but apparently you're not. So
what I don't appreciate, though, is that anything.
Oh, no, you don't appreciate heroes. I get you, Ben.
I don't.
You know, it'd be more entertaining if there was a shortage of psychologists.
Everybody views me,
and they let veterans come
as like the Kwame Brown of the Ryan Lee.
Oh, you mean real
in that sense?
Jobs.
Like, oh, good. For
real jobs, yeah, like doctors and psychologists and lawyers.
Oh, okay.
Not teachers. Anybody can do that.
Let me explain because apparently everybody thinks they're fucking Tom Brady when it comes to goddamn teaching. Whether it's parents, I mean, you're fucking starting to see
not
in,
only
you know, states
like
Indiana,
where they're
basically
saying
that parents are demanding
what should
years
be considered
professionals.
Plans,
everybody
the
parents
views
so the parents
me
can
as like
every single
Kwame
thing that their
Brown
child learns,
of,
or
so
the Ryan Lee.
I would love to
of,
flip the script, have them write the lesson plans,
in that
and then
sense.
I will
like,
teach them with fidelity to see how things go on.
That's amazing, Dave.
I don't give a shit. Let me explain this
but
to you.
That's
there.
One of the greatest
apparently,
things I've ever heard.
Everybody thinks they're fucking Tom
think
Brady when it comes to, you know, goddamn teaching.
Here's
whether
my
it's
curriculum.
Parents, I mean, you're fucking starting to see in,
thank
you,
you for
know,
teaching
like Indiana,
my
where they're basically saying that parents
goal.
Are demanding a year's worth of lesson plans.
Okay,
so to
just
the
keep
parents
in mind,
or the parents
too, as you
can
take this,
of every
John
single thing that
their
child learns.
I've got,
so
I would love to flip the script, have them write the lesson plans,
Ben,
and I
Ben,
will teach them with fidelity
we
to
don't
see how things go on.
That's amazing, Dave.
I don't give a shit.
Issues.
Well, hold on.
That's one of the greatest
so
things I've ever
ED,
heard.
But
I think
have
so.
Them
learning disabilities.
Yeah. No,
that's
no.
Not a recognized curriculum.
No.
It's not a
Johnny's fine. Thank
Johnny
you for teaching me my
taught life school
celibacy.
Okay, so just keep in mind though too, as you take this, well, Johnny's dyslexic.
he just needs to be
kids
taught.
Who are emotionally disturbed.
Whoa,
the way whoa,
Ben,
I love,
Ben.
I love that more than anything.
We don't recognize mental health.
And this is why the fucking veterans and wives are now able to. Well, hold on, hold on. So maybe not ED, but at least the ones that have learning disabilities.
No, no,
no,
no.
It's not a
Johnny's fine. Johnny just needs to be taught
like a golfer
celibacy.
And seeing him slice it 350 feet. No, he's doing it wrong. No. Let me show you.
He just needs to be taught.
Like, and I'm not
the
trying
ways
to
of the Bible.
Like,
I love that
like
more
what
than
we
anything.
Do.
Brendan, you actually brought
is
up a
necessarily
really
something
that
this is why the
fucking
veterans
like
and wives
said,
are
like,
now able to teach.
There is a science
is that,
behind what we do.
No, you're doing
and,
it wrong.
And you know,
but it's like
you,
it's like
no
matter
the
equivalent
how you
of like
not, there are
me sitting on my fat ass
that we do and that we experience.
It's called pedagogy, goddamn it. It's not teaching. It's pedagogy.
No. He's doing it wrong.
It's
no,
just
no,
something
no,
though
no,
where
no,
it's
let me show
it's,
you.
Let me show you what I
profession
yeah.
very much so.
Like, and I'm not trying to say that we're like
every
you know,
profession
like what
is
we
one
do
where everybody just says
is necessarily
well,
something
I
that
do
other people couldn't do. It's just like you said.
And
like,
usually more times
there
than
is
not,
a science behind what we do.
It usually comes down
and,
to more
and,
so like,
well,
you
the
know,
kids were having fun. I'm like, well,
no matter how you
want to
put it or not, there are certain aspects and things that we do and that we experience.
It's called pedagogy, goddamn it. It's not teaching, it's pedagogy.
Everyone thinks they can teach
it's just something though where it's
classroom full
the
of
profession
children,
very
it's
much
really
so
hard, like,
more than
well,
mostly
stop
every profession
Johnny's
is one where
beard.
Everybody
don't
just says
that.
Hold my beer.
Oh, okay,
I can do it
come
better
on.
Than you.
Let's focus on the class.
And
I mean,
usually more times than not they can't. It usually comes down to more so like, well, the kids were having fun. I'm
like
well, yeah,
you know,
the kids were
like,
passionate.
Oh, you had one cool lesson.
So,
that's awesome. Like you got them engaged. They were
better. Okay, now do that.
I think he nailed on the head there. Everyone thinks they can eat
without any mental
children,
health
but until
yes,
they get
for
a classroom full of children, it, yeah,
and,
it's really hard.
And, you know, when,
well,
when
stop
Johnny
biting
in the
Johnny's
back says,
ear.
Fuck you,
don't
Baldy, for the
that.
17th
oh, okay.
time. In
come
17
on.
Days.
Let's focus on the class.
You say,
I mean,
yeah, that
that's
was
a
good
whole
one, but you're not passing my English class.
Or even just longevity.
Like, you know, fuck, like, oh, you had one cool lesson.
You know,
that's awesome.
It's,
like, you got them engaged.
It's also something
were,
like,
let's
okay,
be
now
real.
Do that 170
like, I'm just
going
to say, you know, it's going to happen. Simple.
Without any mental health.
You are going to have veterans
for yourself.
quite frankly, may have. Yes. And you know,
they may just
when,
be kind of
when Johnny in the back says,
era,
fuck you, Baldy, for the
be,
17th time.
What do you want
in 17 days? That we're going to hear within the next year.
You say,
or so,
yeah, that was a good one,
veteran
but
teacher.
You're not passing my English class because you're not getting creative with your insults.
Yeah,
oh,
it'll happen.
100%. Yeah.
You know, but
put
it's,
my money on that,
it's also something
sure.
like, let's be real.
Yeah,
like,
let's
I'm just
let
gonna
anybody without
say
a college with any degree in education
at some point.
Watch teachers for 12 hours. And
you are
going to
have
ahead.
Veterans who,
I mean,
frankly,
I think that'd
anybody.
Be would have
that would
issues.
Be more fun.
Or
be
they
more
may just be kind of raised from a different
Ben,
era, whatever it may be.
A,
what do you want to bet
from
that we're going to
okay,
hear within the next year or so?
Right. So he's just going to shadow
a veteran teacher.
Oh, no, half day.
Putting their hands on a kid.
We could watch doctors for 12.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll happen. 100%. Become a doctor or
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Be like, my money Benson, he sure. spent 6 years in
yeah.
Afghanistan.
Let's let anybody without a college with any degree in education watch
graders.
Teachers for 12 hours and come on.
He
in.
Wants to
nah, I don't think it's a good
I mean,
idea.
I think that'd
anybody.
Be
a that would be more
and
fun.
And he'd like
be
a
more
second
entertaining.
Job and be able to bear a workshop.
Ben,
so
you're going to be...
He carries a blade on him.
Jared from Subway.
He sure
does. Interesting.
Right. So he's just going to shadow for a day?
No, it's not
oh,
good.
Oh, no, half day. That's all I got. He shows up in the jungle
we
gym.
Could watch doctors for 12 hours and we could become a doctor ourselves.
And be like,
he
keeps telling children what he's seen.
6 years in Afghanistan.
What's crazy about this law too, another little English piece of it too. Also, the spouses
grader.
Of veterans.
Yeah,
no, I don't think it's a good idea.
That to me is fucking nuts.
And then
yes.
he'd like a second
like,
job and be able to bear a workshop.
It is once again though.
He carries a blade on him. 100%
it goes back to all these.
He sharpens it during recess.
Like you know, the last one. It wasn't about.
No,
it's
not a good idea.
It's about a certain time.
Oh my god, he shows up in the jungle
right?
gym.
Like that is openly saying it doesn't matter.
He keeps telling the children what he's seen.
You can do this.
I don't know.
What's crazy about this law,
which,
too,
you
another
what?
Little piece of it, too,
let's
also the spouses of veterans.
Because you said,
the same thing.
Make our
yeah,
curriculum.
That,
they can make
that
it a family
really
affair.
Shit we do.
That, to me, is fucking
like,
nuts.
Like,
yes.
if that's fine, like, if it only takes 12 hours, then.
It is once again,
I think
though,
I should be reimbursed
saying,
for any
it goes back to all these fucking
now.
Stories we talked about before. Like, you know, the last one, it wasn't about being gay. Yeah. It's about a certain type of gay.
Simple. Dave.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Like, that is openly saying it doesn't matter.
No.
So,
you
yes.
I would like my 85,000 in
anybody.
Yes.
Right.
If you
which,
say 100
you know
acres and a donkey,
let's take
I'm
even a step
fucking
further, Dave, because you said make our curriculum course if they want to, like, look at all the shit.
Oh, I'd go for a much faster
like,
animal.
If that's fine, if it only takes 12 hours, then I think
yeah,
I should
that,
be reimbursed. For any difference,
but yeah, like you
what
said,
it takes
good title,
out
fuck teachers, man, because
teacher reparations.
It's something where, you
Dave.
Know, and I know there's some people that yes. like, you know, Dave and I, like, if you
no.
could actually meet us in terms of like, our,
yes. I would like my 85,000 in Bitcoin, please.
Type of thing.
If you say 100 acres and a donkey, I'm fucking.
But even
weird.
Us, we both look at this and say, this is ridiculous.
Oh, I'd go like, for a much faster.
There is, there are skills you need to have in order to do this job.
Oh, man.
It's a highly qualified fuck, job.
But yeah, like
you
said, good
really
title.
Know
fuck
what you're
teachers,
doing.
Man.
I mean,
there's
a lot of nuanced stuff that
it's
from
something
the
where
you just don't know what
you know.
It
and
is,
I know there's some people that
you
like,
have to,
you know,
you have to
Dave
have
and I,
qualifications.
Like, if you were to actually meet us,
and
in terms
maybe
of, like, our,
maybe one
you know,
of these days we should do
very
because obviously our audience would fuck
type
love this. Would make our classroom
maybe a minute or two.
We but even
just,
us,
like,
we,
you know,
we both
beginning
look at
of our
this
episode,
and say, this
give
ridiculous.
Like 3-4
like,
teaching examples.
There is,
like,
there
kids,
are
like,
skills
Johnny
you need
does
to have
this,
in order to do
and then
job.
Ask yeah. them what would they.
It's a highly qualified.
Like,
all right,
so we find
I mean,
out that Johnny is in
really
the eighth
know
grade
what you're
class.
Doing.
He can
I mean,
only read it at
a
second grade level and only
nuanced stuff
first
that
level.
From the outside.
How
just
in the next 3 months
we're going
to implement a plan to get up to
you have to have qualification. You just do.
And maybe one of these days what we should do, Dave, because obviously our audience would make it like
that's the kind of shit though that
we should just like
you know at least if nothing else.
Beginning of our episode, give like 3-4 teaching examples of like a kid like Johnny does this, and then ask them. Admit to an extent, not like, all right, so we find out that Johnny is in my eighth grade class,
let alone
somebody who might have
level
and only write at a first grade level. How in the next 3 months are we going to implement
that's crazy,
a plan?
But that's
to
just another example of a lunatic law that is coming from these lunatic states, whether it's abortion or education.
Yeah,
they make no sense at all.
Like, that's the
kind of
shit, though, that. You know, at least if nothing else, I don't need to take that seriously.
It's
that's why
taking
I
a very highly specialized
but,
profession.
At least admit to an extent
down to something that they don't understand. Whether it be medical,
let alone somebody who might have some major
anything.
Medical issues.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That would like be like
that's
tomorrow,
crazy,
but
that's just another
crazy.
Example
I mean,
of a lunatic.
I'm gonna go be a carpenter. That
right,
is coming.
Right.
I'm gonna watch a guy for a few
states,
hours, whether I'm an
abortion
or education.
Yeah.
That's a
they
good
make
analogy.
No
there.
Sense
Dude,
at all.
Dave,
there's no droplet
go,
of sense in them.
Watch a carpenter and I need a deck built out. It's taking a very highly specialized profession.
You got me.
I'm gonna
down
be a porn
to something
star.
They don't understand, whether it be medical, educational.
I just don't watch 12 hours of porn.
So,
that would like be like
sorry,
tomorrow,
sir,
I'd
you're too
flaccid
for this
position. I'm gonna watch a guy for a few hours and I'm gonna build something.
Yeah,
that's a good analogy there. It's the same thing.
Do it, Dave, because you need to go watch
again,
a carpenter and
Ryan,
I need a deck built out.
There you go. At least you're not the DeMarcus Russell of porn.
You got me?
I'm gonna be a porn star. Porn. Oh, man. DeMarcus Russell,
I
can see that.
I watched 12 hours of porn.
Yeah, I did that thing with my dick.
Sorry, sir. You're too flaccid for this position.
You looked at the tapes. I can get up. I can do it again.
I can do it. I can do it.
Oh, shit. Did we learn anything?
No.
Oh, man. Once again, you know what? It's fine.
All right,
I think I have inspiration.
At least you're not
the
DeMarcus Russell
of porn. Yeah. No. It's going to star
Terrell Pryor.
Tom Cotton.
Porn.
Who is on our annotation. Oh, man. DeMarcus Russell, I could see that. Beautiful treasure as a porn star. Yeah, I did that
to him.
And that's the end of the fucking book.
That's the end of it.
We looked at the tapes. You did not. Oh,
that's
the end. Did we learn anything?
That's the whole fucking thing.
No,
it's less than a page.
No.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I learned.
I learned that.
I think I have inspiration
just
for my next
reading Matt
children's
Gates
book.
Quote.
It's going to star Tom
just
Cotton,
puts,
who owns his own plantation,
total
and he finds
like he cannot
some beautiful
fucking
treasure.
At all.
And it belongs that's to true. Him. And that's the end of the fuck. I don't know why.
That's the end of it.
Seems like a
stand-up synopsis.
And I learned that's the end.
That's
the book. That's the whole fucking thing. It's less than a page.
Any job to teaching job.
I learned that
into a spin too.
Just reading Matt Gaetz quote.
Yeah, no, we all have our button
quote. Just puts
and what I like about the show is we don't just spin.
Like he cannot fucking handle it at all.
Oh, you don't like that? Well, I'm just gonna keep ramming it into your head.
Like a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
We are as consensual as Matt Gaetz in that sense.
I learned that
am I saying it wrong? Is it Gaetz?
I don't know.
Any job
who
to teaching
he's
job.
He's a shitty human being.
No, he's fucking with me,
too. Fuck yourself. Like, no, we all have our button.
No, he's trying to get
and,
a ride.
And what I like about
the
show is we don't just tap it. We jam it. Down your fucking throat.
Oh, you don't like that? Well, I'm just going to keep ramming it into your head.
Are as consensual as Matt Gaetz, or I won't.
I don't think you will.
No,
I think
you won't.
Am I saying it wrong? Is it Gaetz?
The second I get out the legal pad,
who
cares? He's a shitty human being.
He's
thanks for listening.
Matt, go fuck yourself.
You know, I feel like this is kind of a longer show, but I found there's a lot to talk about. There was just, you know,
no, he's trying to get a rise
from Matt Gaetz.
Once again, I feel as though I hope years from now that. You know, we look back and we call this the Dark Ages.
I just hope that we're alive.
Not so.
I don't think you will.
No,
I think we're.
I think
we're kind of at the end of our run here.
The second I get out the legal pad, is when it's not going to be funny. This is what we have to talk about, guys. Thanks for listening. Now the only way
this
is kind of a longer show, but I felt like there was a lot to talk about.
And
there was just, you know,
things going on, and you need to start subscribing.
Because we have content waiting years from now.
Every week
we
have extra.
You know,
maybe
we look back and we call this
listen to.
Ages.
If we offer, I just hope that
we'll
just go away.
Yeah, not
Joe.
Know.
But we do have Patreon
where
you can subscribe,
and
we do
so
have extra content.
And realize, wow, like this is what we had to talk about.
So
every single week,
do something about this.
Now the only way that this data stays alive and well is if you start paying these people. You need to start subscribing. Because we have content waiting.
Extra content won't
every
be free.
Every week we have extra content you don't fucking listen to. If we pay your $20
just go away if they pay.
No, we're like the
then
fucking
New York Times, money.
You know, if you want to scroll
but
down,
we do,
page
we
two,
do have Patreon where you can subscribe, and we do have extra content.
Anyway, anything else, guys?
Yeah,
besides
so,
our you know,
us,
website,
do something about this.
Podcast.com, our
I got
emails.
I'm sick of this shit being free.
That was just the meanest way to
stare at these two guys.
It will always be
guys. Yeah,
don't
pay me.
Extra content won't be free,
motherfucker. I just like fucking randomly come up with John Russell analogies.
No, we're like the fucking New York Times, you know? If you want to scroll down to page two, pay $1.99.
Hey, Dave, I'm scared of Ben right now.
Anything else, guys, besides our, you know, website?
I'm still fine.
In a place of fear.
That was
Twitter.
Just the meanest way to ask people to subscribe to Patreon. Like, you fucking
pay me. Listen, do you think I just, like, fucking randomly come up with Jamarcus Russell analogies just on you?
I did.
Pay us, and this has been. And if you want me to continue to do that, pay me.
Hey. Hey, Dave, I'm scared of Ben right now.
I'm a little afraid of him, too.
Good.
I'm still
exactly
high. I don't
think I wanted to be this whole time. In a place of fear. I want them to be afraid of how much they love.
Fear love. That's what you want.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right,
so anyway, thank you. Pay us, and this has been
a legacy of FDR in his wheelchair.